art's task is to save the soul of mankind. Anything less is a dithering while Rome burns. Because if the artists who are self-selected for being able to journey into the other, if the artists cannot find the way, then the way cannot be found. They say you do, but they aren't very convincing. And plus, the monks then rush over and explain that you're doing it wrong. So, you know, what's the deal? I think if by meditation you mean lying down and closing your eyes, or sitting up and closing your eyes a lot, I do that a lot, and I like it. I would never confuse it with the psychedelic enterprise.
I like it.
Pardon me?
The psychedelic enterprise.
It's only my opinion, but I really don't. I think that all of these spiritual substitutions for the psychedelic experience, but the trade-off. You know, I mean, the visionary or concerned with controlling social groups, their organized politics, and the visionary or ecstatic experience is unsettling to the religious mentality. You know, even among fundamentalist Christians, if you're not more or less alike. But if you move into that world, you discover that they are very strongly polarized in two directions. Those who are scripturalists and those who are experiential. And the scripturalists are very uncomfortable around the experientialists, because to them it looks like demonic possession.
Get really agitated about that.
The guy will say, "I want to look psilocybin and sit in the worst position for many hours." And it's incredible how they work well together. And then after the experience is over, the next time I meditate, I feel like I'm still doing better than after the experience.
Yeah, well, I think that all of these techniques, like mantra, yantra, tantra, whatever, they work incredibly well in the presence of psychedelics, leading me to suppose that what these are tools that were developed in the Paleolithic world of psychedelic magic, and all we have now are these tools, but we don't have the original engine that drove them. Yes, I am very bored by spiritual practice unless I've taken a psychedelic, and then, you know, mantra chanting is beyond the power of mind to encompass or describe. Sex isn't bad either, and you know, it seems to be a general functional enhancer. is what it is.
It seems to be a general functional enhancement.
Acoustical driving is also a tried and true tradition. But
acoustical
see, it's not about the exclusivity of method, but the combination of method. I mean, what you want to do is beat your drum while sitting in Yab Yum, while stoned on X, while at the Holy Mountain, while the astrological configuration is correct. And then, you know, line it all up and then push it.